Hey Edmonton, think you know your city? Thanks to a hefty trivia book on all things YEG, there's a way to prove your E-Town knowledge to yourself or to wow friends and family at your next get-together. Author Emil Tiedemann's 230-page paperback is a natural extension of his years spent championing the city on the blog, I Heart Edmonton. The born and raised Edmontonian says he got the idea for a comprehensive book on the city after he and friends attended weekly trivia nights at local pubs. Tiedemann says it was a fairly easy jump to gather city knowledge in 20 categories, which include arts and culture, music, geography and nature, local media, sports, history and politics. I knew a lot of these details already, so the 700 questions and facts weren't too hard for me to gather, Tiedemann said. But there were lots of random weird things I discovered, so many they got their own category in the book. Do you know which Edmonton Parks Pavilion was named Best Restroom in Canada in 2021? Or, what kind of whale is the open sea bronze whale sculpture at West Edmonton Mall? Answers are in the book. If people are keeping score, older Edmontonians and history buffs may have an advantage with categories like politics, Edmonton places, business and city history. We look at Edmonton from the 1800s to 2020, so there's things for every age group, from the Oilers and Elks to new restaurants, Joey Moss and even Janice Irwin's cat. I'm a proud resident, and I got tired of hearing people complain there's nothing to do here, it's too cold, too car-centric. The usual list, he said, recounting reasons he loves the city. The music, River Valley, festivals, vibrant theater scene and spirit of volunteerism to name a few. Edmonton is a unique, diverse city, and even if you love it like I do, you're bound to learn new things in this book. Tiedemann says yes, he's already gathering interesting facts for a second edition of the book. See more at emiltiedemann.ca. Test your YEG know-how from the Ultimate Edmonton Trivia Book, answers below. 1. What Northside Historical Building is believed to be haunted by a woman who was murdered by her caretaker husband? 2. What was the first bridge to cross the North Saskatchewan River? 3. Who was Edmonton's last mayor to refuse to proclaim Gay Pride Week in the city? 4. Approximately what percentage of the Edmonton Convention Center is located underground? 5. According to the City of Edmonton, how many different species of mosquitoes call our city home? 6. For 20 years, 1932 to 52, what cultural organization suspended operations due to lack of funds? Alberta Ballet, Edmonton Opera, Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, or Citadel Theatre? 7. Before it was rechristened after William Harilac, what was the name of this River Valley Park? Mayfair, Victoria, Riverside or Valley? 8. As of 2021, how many Grey Cups have the Edmonton Elks CFL team won? 7, 14, 11 or 17? 9. Although we all know it as the Butter Dome, what is the official name of this arena? University Arena, Golden Auditorium, Dome of Butter or Universiade Pavilion? 10. Originally established as a small deli in 1932, what famous downtown Edmonton restaurant sits on the corner of Jasper Avenue and 113th Street? The Blue Chair, Teddy's, Chianti or Packrat Louis? Answers. 1. The Gibard Block, Est. 1912. 2. Low-level bridge, 1900, known then as the Edmonton Bridge or the Interurban Bridge. 3. Bill Smith, 1995-2004, 4.70%. 5. 36. Edmonton Symphony Orchestra 7, Mayfair Park 8, 14.9, Universiade Pavilion 10, Teddy's.